Fans, yeah. It's great to have you back with us here before the Giants and Brewers go at it at Miller Park here in Milwaukee. What a pleasure to bring this gentleman back. He's from the University of Nebraska. He was drafted three times before he signed a major league with a major league team. He has made 664 major league appearances and counting. He was a San Francisco Giant for 2018, 19, and 20. And he was our philosopher every Friday, and I'm thrilled to have him back. Tony Watson, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks. That was quite the intro, Marty, so appreciate you having me back. It's good to be talking with you again and talking Giants baseball. So, yeah, couldn't be more excited. Family and I are really, really excited when we got the call, and now we're in a playoff race and in first place. So it's going to be a fun couple months.
No, I love it. Tony Watson back with us. And I guess, you know, as we do the philosophy of baseball, and you and I have talked about the trade deadline a number of times. Here you are, trade deadline, July the 30th. You're in Anaheim. You're having a good season down in Anaheim. Did you see this coming at all? And how did you find out about it?
Yeah, I mean, I found out just normal general manager. Missed call from the general manager on the deadline day usually means something's up. So didn't forecast it, didn't see anything coming. But as soon as I saw that missed call, I kind of had an idea and then, you know, but didn't know where. There wasn't usually when you're about to get traded. I'd been traded before in 2017 and there was some chatter in the weeks and days leading up to it. And there was nothing on me. There was some stuff on some other guys that we had in the clubhouse, but you know, guys are talking and there was nothing on any other relievers. So wasn't really on my radar and saw the GM called Perry Manassian and called me and said, hey, we made a trade and okay. And then it, you know, could be any team and said the San Francisco, we're going to move you to San Francisco. And my wife was excited. I was excited. The kids are excited. So yeah, we're in a great spot. This couldn't be worked out any better. And you know, there's a lot of factors in play when you get traded. You got to pack up your stuff in a couple hours and try to find the first flight out and meet the team as fast as you can. And it just so happened that we were at home and in the same time zone and the Giants were at home and playing a day game the next day. So it was made the logistics stuff a little bit easier to get there as quick as you could and join the team as fast as possible and try to get to know everybody and be a part of the team as quick as possible. I thought that was ideal. So yeah, here we are and we're going to get it going.
People always wonder about the baseball wives and the family. So what do you do? I mean, are you renting in Anaheim and then you got to get uprooted and come up here? How does that happen?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you got, you know, we have a 5- and a 6-year-old. So the kids are busy and doing activities and stuff. And, you know, we just uproot them. And that's why it's so nice to have the familiarity with, you know, families and friends that they've created relationships over the past, you know, 3 or 4 years in San Francisco. And, you know, she can lean on them and they can help out. And just familiarity with the city and the area and realtors and just logistics stuff that away from the field that a lot of people don't think about. But, yeah, it's just try to get your stuff and transport your life as fast as possible and as efficient as possible because, you know, hopefully we can be in this thing for, you know, 3 more months and settle in and get it going.
Yeah, and then you get up here and you have to be effective. There are a lot of lefties in this bullpen. How are you going to be used? What's your expectation here?
Yeah, I mean the bullpen's been throwing the ball great, and there are 3 lefties already, and I feel like Rogers has been handling lefties as always and does a really nice job. So I'm just going to try to blend in whenever they call and get me going, get me ready, go out there and try to do my part and get my outs and help the team win. So no expectations for me. I'm just really happy to be in a playoff race and on this team and helping us win games.
All right. Tony Watson, our philosopher, is back. Good to talk a little baseball with him. You mentioned Rogers, and you're right. Lefties have trouble with him, and you'd think with that ball coming into lefties that, you know, he's hittable, but he's not. He really just dominates lefties. Why? What is it about Rogers? What do you see?
He's just so unique. You know, he's coming at you from a different angle. It's not the velo that everybody has throughout the game, but the ball explodes. If you watch him from, you know, behind, it stays on one plane and it just explodes. And then he's got that slider that's that upshoot that really gives people a hard time. It's deceptive. It's funky. And he knows what he's doing out there. He's not afraid of the situation, you know, cool under pressure. And he's going out there and getting big outs and big moments. And he'll cut through the heart of the lineup. I think the biggest thing, too, is his availability. He's ready to go. He's durable. He's out there. And, you know, that's what you need down the stretch out of relievers.
Mm. Boy, Tony Watson with us. Just nice to have you back here. I look forward to chatting with you more. Over the winter, you ended up with the Phillies for a short period of time. They let you go, and then 3 days later, you were with the Angels. So this is part of baseball, and let's hear what happened. What happened with Philly?
Yeah, so took an offer with the Phillies in minor league. Minor league deal is commutable for myself from my off-season house in Florida, and that was a big deal for me to – after last year in the 2020 season with COVID and the protocols and, you know, my family wasn't out in San Francisco with me. So we were apart for 3 months and that was really tough on all of us. And, just made it a point to try to stay home if I could and keep the kids in school and keep their routines normal. And, you know, it worked out. It was a good spring. Phillies were a great organization, first class, great clubhouse, great group of guys, really got along with all of them. And they were hungry to win, so I was excited to be there. You know, it's a business at the end of the day sometimes, and, you know, it just didn't work out. So I appreciated them for being honest with me and putting me in situations during spring to get myself ready to go and properly evaluate me and decide if I was going to be a part of their team or not, and also giving other teams because, you know, there's, you know, every other team in the league is at these spring training games and watching and knows, you know, when opt-out dates are and what's going on. So, you know, they gave me exposure and gave me innings and throughout spring and didn't work out in Philly, but luckily Anaheim saw something and gave me a call right away. So it was a good situation, came back to the West Coast. Anaheim was a great clubhouse, great situation. They needed some relievers at the back end. So threw some meaningful innings for Joe Maddon and, you know, first taste of the AL, so it was a good experience all around.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, you're right, after, look, 664 appearances, what did you make, 35 or so for the Angels? I don't have the exact number, but what was it like being in the American League after all the years in the National League?
Yeah, it's a different game for sure. It took a little bit to get used to the league. You know, you're used to some of these hitters. In the National League that you've seen over the years, you get the interleague battles every now and then, but not on a consistent basis. So with the designated hitter, definitely, you know, the lineup's a little bit longer, but and the games will played a little bit differently as far as pitching. I mean, you're used differently than the one inning bolt, or you might be going out there one plus innings, go out there, keep your pitch count down. Hey, go out there and give us another inning. So took a little bit of adjustment, but, yeah, it was all in all, it was a lot of fun. You know, I really liked the division we were in. Some really good teams. And Joe Maddon was a really great manager and put guys in a position to succeed. And just happy that he gave me the ball.
Well, you got a first row seat for Ohtani, and this is the biggest story in baseball this year. Babe Ruth is back. Tell me about your experience watching Ohtani and what you thought about it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be an interview about the Angels if you didn't ask about Ohtani. So, yeah, he's phenomenal. It's really hard to explain just how hard what he's doing is. I mean, it's incredible. He's at the peak of his performance in the batter's box and on the pitcher's mound. And you know, we just talked about playing the AL game, and when he pitches, you got to play an NL game. So. Sometimes it gets a little tricky with the pitch count. And right now with Trout and Rendon and some of the injuries they have down there, he's the best batter in the lineup right now at times. So you're trying to keep him in as long as possible and stretch out his ABs as long as possible. So we were putting him in right field at times too, which is just incredible because he's throwing seven innings, striking out 10, and then he goes and plays right field for an inning just to keep his bat in the lineup. And I think it was a game against the White Sox, first series of the year. He's touched 100 in the first inning, and then he was hitting two hole and hit a infield single that he beat out because his sprint speed is phenomenal, and then he steals second base, and then he goes out and throws, you know, six more innings like it's no big deal. And you know, the days that he puts in his work, he works really hard and prepares really well, and to have the energy and you know, wherewithal to just continue to do this through a 162 game season is pretty special. And you know, I'm just thankful that I got a chance to be in the clubhouse with him and see it firsthand for 4 months. And you know, great teammate, always has a smile on his face. And you know, I hope he finishes the year strong and has a good off season and can do it again next year.
That's a great baseball story. You were in the clubhouse with Albert Pujols too. How about that, Hall of Famer? Mike Trout is in there. Rendon. I mean, you got to rub elbows with some big names at baseball.
Yeah, it was a great clubhouse. You know, when I first got there and Albert was still there, it's, you know, Albert, Shohei, and Trout are there, and it's you know, three phenomenal talents. So, yeah, it's great for the young guys, especially pick those guys' brains and see how they go about their work and their daily preparation. And yeah, you know, I wish we could have stayed healthy over there, because I think things might have been a little different. But three great guys, three great teammates, and three really, really great talents for all of baseball.
Oh, wonderful. 37 games with the Angels, 34 innings pitched, 26 strikeouts, a whip of 1.13, and a 3-3 record. So you're having a good season. And you had something special happen in your baseball life this year. You became a 10-year man in the major leagues. How about that?
Yeah, that was pretty special for me. I didn't get started my debut until I was 26, so I was nowadays on the definitely the older side when I started. And to be able to get 10 years, I mean, it was a very proud moment for me, proud day. You know, guys did get a little thing for me in the clubhouse, which I thought was really cool, and got to share it with a couple other guys over there, got 10 years. So, you know, try to be the same guy every day, good teammate, and go out there and do my thing. But to be able to say that you played this game for 10 years is really, really a special honor.
Well, I think the number I saw, 10% of major league players ever make it to 10 years. So it's a pretty good accomplishment, and you probably get a gold pass, right, where you can come to a major league game forever, I think.
Yeah, those gold cards. So that's definitely one that I'll keep around, and a special honor for sure.
All right, so here you come to the San Francisco Giants. And, of course, you're down in Anaheim. You've seen the Giants during the year when the Giants played them. What do you think of the ball club? Well, what makes this ball club so good, Tone?
We're just incredibly deep. You know, we've still got some guys on the Express that should be coming back. And, you know, the depth that Farhan and Scott have created and how Cap and his staff have utilized the guys and prepared us. It's just incredible. Playing against them, it's just, the lineup comes in waves. Left, right, it seems like we've got every matchup covered. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think everybody else in the clubhouse is excited. And I figured, you know, just kind of watching and seeing the standings and how many games these guys were winning when I wasn't here, that this clubhouse is going to be a tight group and have a good chemistry and just like most winning teams. But this is a special group. There's a belief in the clubhouse that we're going to win every night, and on every good team that I've been on, that's you know, where it starts. I'm just excited to come in here and join and be a part of it.
Yeah, no, it's great. And again, you get traded and you get the family settled, you're back, and it's a familiar territory. So I think it helps quite a bit. What do you think about the ovation that Chris Bryant got?
I thought it was special. I thought, you know, and that's exactly what I expected of San Francisco fans, though. They're great fans. And honestly, it was just great to be in the park and see everybody. It was, you know, it was almost full house, and the energy was back in the stadium, because last year was, you know, the cardboard cutouts were full, but there was just, you know, everybody was missing the energy, and especially at at Oracle, but you know, when I walked in on Saturday, just it felt normal. It felt good, even in the concourse, seeing the workers, the ushers, people outside the parking gate. It just you know, brings a lot of energy, gets everybody going, and what they did for KB was really special.
Yeah, and this is the good part of baseball, the philosophy of baseball with Tony Watson. This is the part that people have to understand, that there's a lot more that goes into it before you get on the mound, and then you've got to throw the ball as well as you can. See, I thought you should have walked out with Bryant, and then they could have given you half the ovation.
That's right, yeah. That would have been special. But, yeah, what a special ad for us. And, you know, he's going to be a big part of this going down the stretch for sure.
All right. Well, look, it's great to have you on. I'm glad you're back. And you've already an inning and a third. You retired everybody. And they say, hey, your velocity is up. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know. I went to Disney World and Universal with the kids for All-Star break and came back and I was thrown a little harder. So maybe there's a little Disney magic in there or something. But I don't know. It's just ticked up over the last couple of weeks. And feeling good, feeling strong. So just keep going out there and trying to do my thing.
All right, just don't dive to first base. You know that.
That's right, yeah. That didn't end well.
No, we don't want that anymore. All right. Hey, Tone, great to have you on. I look forward to having you on again as we go down the stretch here. And you've been down the stretch before, so you're going to be a big part of what the Giants do. So congratulations. Glad you're back, and have a great night.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Good talking to you again.
All right. That is Tony Watson, our baseball philosopher. More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.